Well, welcome to the local power. If you're listening on Rima Radio, then this is for you. And I have a bit of news for you. I want to... I'll bring that to you in a moment. But first of all, let's consider a couple of things in terms of local news. We have to come back to the Jets. Wow. Were you one of the 25,000 sellout crowd at the Jones McDonald Stadium where the Jets equalized in the last minutes, went into extra time, and then lost on penalties? The agony of losing on penalties. Now, I have heard some fans say this. I am not going to say it because I don't know if it's true or not. But they point out that they felt that there was a bias shown by the referee and that this particular referee has a reputation for being pro-Sydney. The Jets, of course, were playing Sydney. As a football fan, I'm wary of these kind of claims because that's what I often feel when I watch a game and my team get decisions against them. But, you know, I think there can very easily be a bias amongst referees, can't there? Back in Scotland, with the Hearts-Celtic end, Celtic are by far the bigger team, and it did seem to me that some people call it a conspiracy. I'm not sure it's a conspiracy, but it certainly seems to me that there was incredible bias. There was an offside goal allowed in the last few minutes, for example, for Celtic. And then there was a penalty decision in the previous game that they had, which went their way, which seemed ridiculous when you looked at it. So I guess there can be bias. I don't know if I wasn't at the game. Sadly, I wasn't at the game. I was looking forward to the final. So I'm now doubly disappointed. I'm going to go to a Knights game instead. My first ever rugby league, and we'll find out what all the fuss is about. And by the way, what's astonishing is that Mrs. R is going to come. So there is a lot going on in our area as well, but I just wanted to say this, that this will be the last time that Beauty for Ashes is appearing on Rima. Now, you can get it as a podcast. You're very easily to do that. Just go www.theweeflea.com or look up Beauty for Ashes on any of the main podcast providers, including Apple, Podbean, and so on. Spotify seems to be a particularly big one. But it has been a real joy and a real pleasure sharing with you in this way. I'm staying in Newcastle. I'm still the minister at Scotskirk in Hamilton. You're welcome to visit anytime. I love this area. I love seeing what God is doing in people's lives. And we pray for all the different churches here. And we pray for Rima Radio that it would be used by God to further the gospel in this area. There is so much opportunity that we as Christians have. And I personally hope and pray that we'll be able to work together in real Christian unity, as John 17 talks about it. And I'm still obviously going to remain interested in local news. I read the Newcastle Herald religiously every day. And I learn about the history and everything else. And do you know this? I'll still be referring to Newcastle and the Hunter Valley on the podcast because this is where I live. This is where my heart is now. And there is so much that the rest of the world doesn't know about. So every now and then I'm going to tell us or tell them something about us. So, God bless you. Join me for the final word after the break.